Into Germany, the business podcast from the heart of Europe.
This is a year of great energy news. The proportion of renewables in Germany's energy mix has never been higher.
That was Robert Habeck, Germany's Minister for Economic Affairs and Climate Action, talking about 2023. And 2024 has started off even better for Habeck and everyone concerned with the transition to clean energy in Europe's largest economy. In the first quarter of this year, Germany covered nearly 60% of its energy needs with renewables. That's a new record, and it surely won't be the last one. Germany is now on track to achieve its goal of climate neutrality by 2045. The change is being driven by increased capacities in wind and photovoltaics. But every solution brings new challenges. Germany is currently facing the question of what to do with older wind turbines and solar power units. Can they be effectively recycled?
The next generation of wind turbines will be more circular, will be more efficient, more powerful, but also more circular.
That's the issue we'll address on this edition of Into Germany, the German business podcast brought to you by Germany Trade and Invest, the country's international business promotion agency. I'm your host, Kelly O'Brien. As we heard, Germany is forging full steam ahead with the expansion of wind and solar power. The government's so-called Solar Package 1, adopted in April, foresees the amount of installed solar capacity tripling by 2026. And the Wind on Land strategy aims to add 10 gigawatts of wind power capacity every year until 2030. At the same time, the first generations of wind turbines and photovoltaic units are reaching the end of their useful lives. That's a large amount of hardware to be recycled, with a lot more to be added in future. This is where French company ROSI comes in. They've just taken their first step abroad and expanded to Germany. Markus Krausewitz, ROSI's site and ramp-up manager, joins us now to talk about Germany's renewable energy sector and what business opportunities it offers for international companies. Markus, thanks for joining us. So tell us, what's the idea behind ROSI?
ROSI is a company focused on recycling of PV modules, PV at all, I would say. So not only focused on PV modules itself, also on the scraps, means already manufacturing and production, any output. And we would like to close the cycle of making PV green again, to making all high purity materials out of the modules again and bringing into the circular business. After 25 years, the degeneration or the environment is bringing the module to the lifetime end. But in parallel, there are a lot of actions and trendings available. For example, one is repowering. So if we're talking about 25 years, the technology jump and the innovation on the module level was huge. So often the modules became replaced by higher capacity, by better and newer innovations. In the past years, the focus mainly was on creating new installations of PV, having more fancy and more innovative ideas of PV, but not bringing the materials back into the circle. And the focus ROSI is looking for is on silicon. We have no natural resources in Europe for the moment, and we would like to step into a bright green future with a lot of capacities becoming installed in the next time. But without silicon, without silver, without all the high pure materials and value materials, high value materials, it is not possible. So the idea was really to use the existing material always available on the market end of lifetime and bring the materials in a very high purity back to the circle again. It is otherwise, for our point of view, not really possible to fulfill the expectations of the new capacities.
ROSI is an acronym for Return of Silicon, bringing silicon back into the circle. What is currently happening with those high-value materials you were talking about?
So we have quite a conservative structure of recycling. Recycling is still kind of a not so fancy and sexy business for the moment. But looking into the PV recycling or silicon recycling at all, we have a conservative status that most of them are going into the shredding for the moment. Means the module end of lifetime will become destroyed, shredded, and then back again into the float glass industry mainly. But not combined with getting out high-value materials like silver, silicon, copper, etc., unfortunately.
Are there any special regulations when it comes to recycling in Germany? If I have old PV modules on my roof that need to be replaced, what do I do with them?
So it's really different over the countries in Europe. But speaking about Germany, it's in cycle with more or less three major players in the game. It's PV Cycle, Take Away, and also Deutsche Recycling. And in this context, the big power plant owners and also the owners of PV installations are able to call them as an eco organization, and they take care of the modules of the whole recycling program and collaborating with us as a recycler to get a wrong word, but to get rid of the modules. It's all related in Germany about this permission and authorities driven process via the Elektroaltgerätegesetz. So it's a very famous German word, but all the things are regulated under this certificate and permission, and these eco organizations taking care of the modules.
The Elektroaltgerätegesetz is the German law governing how appliances and hardware are to be disposed of. So the recycling process exists, but in terms of sustainability, there's still room for improvement. That's the niche Rosie aims to fill with its innovative approach. The company emerged from a project at the University of Grenoble, or Grenoble, and opened its first plant nearby.
Rosie started 2017 at the university, very small team. Now, over the lifetime, we grow up to 45. So it's changing day by day. We are a very young, growing team. And we founded or set it up our first plant near Grenoble. It's in the Alps, roughly at 1,000 meters high. Our first plant with existing process in place, with existing equipment in place, with existing off-takers, we are quite happy about 3,000 tons capacity per year available.
That's around 150,000 standard solar modules. Quite a lot. But given the rapid expansion across Europe, probably only a fraction of the total number of modules that need to be recycled.
Definitely. It's more like a tsunami in front of us. If you have a look on Europe, for example, in the year 2035, more or less 500,000 tons existing to become recycled. So if we then look on these numbers and looking only on Germany, out of this 500,000 tons, 50% are located in Germany. If you drive through the land, I would say each 200 meter in average, you will see PV installations on the roof, on the free space, on the ceiling, building integrated. So it's a lot.
At the start of this podcast, we heard Germany's economics minister and vice chancellor Robert Habeck about the progress being made on the German energy transformation. So it's no surprise you picked Germany as one of the first countries for your international expansion.
The goal of expanding into Germany also comes from the value stream idea of having our processing close to the installed power plants. We need to minimize logistics. We need to minimize all the travel and logistic by truck or by suppliers. So it's by nature that we need to come to Germany.
You have decided to build your next plant in the eastern regional state of Saxony, or more precisely, the small community of Elsnich near Torgau. It converted a former military site into an industrial estate after German reunification. Our loyal listeners will have heard of it. We recently dedicated a whole episode to the booming eastern part of Germany and its third wave of business investments. Episode 18 for those who want to check it out. So, Marcus, tell us, why did you decide to settle in Eastern Germany?
Out of the past and of the density of the living people there, the eastern part is quite open and we find the large installations and the infrastructure there we need for such a plant. So a lot of big power plants, installed power plants, older ones, but also new ones, are available in the eastern part of Germany, especially in Brandenburg, in Mecklenburg-Vorpommern. The owners have much of space. And yeah, also infrastructure. Infrastructure is an important factor in the choice of the location. And in North Saxony, we had from the very beginning enjoyed a great support from the region's economic development agency, the district administrator, so the Landrat, also the authorities. We had the authorities from the beginning on the table. And this in total, this makes it easier and more pleasant for us to do business here. We have expansion space. We have the right people there. And yeah, last but not least, we are talking about Saxony and the region of North Saxony in particular. The region has very long knowledge in glass industry. If you look from a helicopter perspective, there are very many processing and manufacturing companies located. And on the other hand, Saxony is very well known for semiconductor production. Needs silicon. And out of this silicon circle, not only from PV industry, also from semiconductor industry, we are able to close this circle. So more or less, the circle is for many of our materials right in front of our door in Saxony and in the eastern part. It's a mixture. It's infrastructure and it's support, especially in Germany where the permitting and certification process is not easy. The support from the Wirtschaftsförderung, from the Econip support agency is very high. And that was our point of deciding, okay, that's our place.
How did the Wirtschaftsförderungsgesellschaft or Investment Promotion Agency Germany Trade and Invest help you set up your German subsidiary?
The Wirtschaftsförderungsgesellschaft is supporting startups and companies in each direction they need to have support to find the right persons, contacts, the right formulas, also supporting in finding the right spots, supporting in all network directions to become part of the regional network. That is the support helped us a lot.
Sounds like you had quite a smooth start in Germany.
Easy in Germany is with the support. If you have the support, then you have the support not as a one shot. Then the organizations are supporting you till the very end, till you have reached all the things. Easy for us in the region is the being part of the network. We have very much glass industries available, so the exchange and also the cooperation and the support if we have questions was very easy. It was not very shaky because we are a startup. It was easier than expected to have this information transfer from France to Germany, from Germany as lessons learned to France back and forth.
These days, lots of commercial and public buildings and private households have PV modules installed. Are there any partners you're particularly interested in working with?
Industrial partners at all. So for high value off-taking. Industrial partners as well to supply high quality automation, process simulation, digitalization, digital technologies to optimize and continuously optimize our process. Of course, also recycling companies with existing logistics and storage available. And for sure, actors wish to source the old PV modules or broken PV modules, manufacturers, eco-organizations, developers, and as you and me, private owners as well.
Sounds like we'll be hearing a lot more from you. Before we end, tell us, why would you encourage other companies, especially from the green energy sector, to expand to Germany?
I think Germany is often seen, especially in the last few months and years, as a complex and difficult company for investments or for new industrial startups. But with all the support and with the given infrastructure and also the motivated people we got in touch, Germany is really, especially also the eastern part, a really good place to be. Looking then for the PV or for the green energy business in the future, there are a lot of innovations coming out of Germany and will become scaled in the next time to combine PV with other green technologies. So I would recommend to each company look into the mid and long long-term possibilities in Germany, and also looking on the very high level of education and knowledge motivated people available. And that is core, especially also for us in a startup. The people are working in this company making the difference. It's not always the technology. And this, with all the support, with all the knowledge, with all the security for people, Germany is a good place for industry.
That was Markus Krausewitz from PV recycling company Rosy. Thanks, Markus, and all the best. Sun is one crucial energy source on the way to carbon neutrality. The other one is wind. With a yield of 142.1 billion kilowatt hours, wind energy made the largest contribution to Germany's electricity generation from renewable energies. And, same problem, those installations need to be recycled in due time. We've invited an expert to talk about this in detail, but first, it's time for our monthly news wrap-up. Cloud on the horizon. Amazon Web Services, AWS, has announced a massive computing investment in the regional German state of Brandenburg near the capital Berlin. AWS plans to spend up to 7.8 billion euros between now and 2040 to create a so-called sovereign computing cloud that will meet the strict data protection standards in Europe. The AWS project makes the eastern state of Brandenburg and the capital region a second German cloud computing hub, along with the country's financial center, Frankfurt. Amazon says that this business investment will add 17.2 billion euros to German GDP by the end of the coming decade. FDI at a high. Germany attracted 34.8 billion euros worth of international business projects in 2023. That's the result of Germany Trade and Invest's annual study of foreign direct investment, or FDI. The figure includes both greenfields and expansions, but does not include any mergers or acquisitions. The comparable figure for 2022 was 25.3 billion euros, meaning that 2023 brought an annual increase in volume of 37.5%. For comparison, according to data from FDI markets, foreign direct investments was up 2.6% worldwide. In Europe, FDI decreased by 7.4% and in Western Europe by 8.8%. Rocketing revenues. For the first time, aerospace firm OHB, which is headquartered in the northern German city of Bremen, has done 10 figures in business. OHB's turnover was 1,047,800,000 euros last year, compared with 944.5 million in 2022. OHB is family-owned and has been called the German SpaceX. Its main activity is the construction of satellites. For instance, it built the telecommunications satellite Heinrich Hertz, taken into space in 2023 by the final Ariane 5 rocket. Energy superhighway. Work has commenced in northern Germany on NeuConnect, a massive power line that will link the grids in Europe's two largest energy markets, Germany and the UK. The project will cost 2.8 billion euros and will allow 1.4 gigawatts of electricity to flow in both directions. Major construction in Britain started last summer, with the first phase completed in late 2023. When finished, NeuConnect will be one of the world's largest interconnectors, encompassing some 725 kilometers of land and subsea cables. NeuConnect is scheduled to begin operations by 2028. And finally, more renewable records. A best ever 22.1 terawatt hours of sustainably generated electricity were fed into the system in Germany from April the 1st to April the 29th. That was according to calculations by utility company E.ON. The amount of electricity would be sufficient to supply 8.8 million households for an entire year. The previous monthly record set in 2022 was around 21 terawatt hours. E.ON said that the main reason for the new high was wind power, which was responsible for around 11.4 terawatt hours of electricity. So, as we just heard, wind is a big factor in the renewables records being set this year. In 2023, Germany had around 29,000 onshore wind turbines with a total capacity of 61,010 megawatts. Offshore, there are another 1,566 plants. So how can we establish a sustainable cycle in the wind energy sector? That was the initial question for the RDR Wind Association. Since its formation in 2018, it has dealt with repowering, dismantling, and recycling wind turbines. Let's talk now to founding and board member Annette Nusslein. Annette, an industry association exclusively dealing with decommissioned wind turbines. I haven't heard of that before.
We are quite unique. There aren't any other organizations here in Germany with a similarly strong focus on repowering, dismantling, and recycling of old wind turbines or the circular economy in the wind industry. Our strength lies in the multiple synergies between companies from the wind industry, waste management industry, the recycling sector, and logistics. And I don't want to forget all the institutes and universities which are also on board. In other countries in here in Europe, Wind Europe is a very strong voice for decommissioning and recycling of wind turbines. And also other wind power associations in Europe are more and more engaged in this area.
Annette, take us back to 2018, the year RDR Wind was founded. What was the aim behind the association's creation?
The association was established in 2018 in December. We emerged from a research project on the subject of dismantling of large projects. We have currently 65 members and member organizations. Our member organizations are engaged on a regional or state level or a national level. I think it's quite clear that we want to be a green industry and we need the circular economy to push the life cycle management forward and to become a real green industry. And by professionalization and standardization, we intend to make all relevant processes more transparent and safer for the turbine asset operators and relevant and involved companies which are engaged in repowering, decommissioning, and recycling. And if the data available regarding wind turbines is improved, this will facilitate reuse and recycling of wind turbines, and the circular economy has a real chance in the wind industry.
In Germany, wind turbines are subsidized under the Renewable Energy Sources Act, the EEG. However, this subsidy expires if they are too old or no longer meet the technical standards. How many wind turbines are affected by this?
Wind Europe expects more than 13 GW of existing wind capacity to be decommissioned between 2023 and 2030, while their expectation for the repowered capacity over the same period, 2023 to 2030, is limited to 9 GW. We have up to 7,600 old wind turbines here in Germany. And we find out that it's better to push the repowering forward to install more efficient and more powerful wind turbines. We need more power for the energy transition. But the way how we recycle the old wind turbines, or if there's any chance of reuse parts of the old wind turbines, is helpful. We have here in Germany a B2B portal, for example. If you have old wind turbines, if you are looking for parts, perhaps sometimes the manufacturer does not longer exist, perhaps you have a chance to integrate old parts in your own wind turbine.
There are a lot of complaints when it comes to the construction of new wind turbines. Not enough speed and too much bureaucracy. Is the dismantling process going better?
here in Germany, we have seen an up and down in the last years in the repowering sector, but it's quite new. The situation for repowering will be easier in the future. One problem was that there are political reasons why we haven't seen enough speed in repowering in the different states of Germany or on the national level. But now we will see a little bit more speed. That's positive. I think the authorization procedure in the context of repowering is a bottleneck, was a problem. We have crane bottlenecks, and the way how we recycle a wind turbine, we will see a lot of innovations here, not only in Germany, also in Europe in the next years.
You were talking about standards earlier. A milestone was the publication of a specification in July 2020 by the DIN, the German Institute for Standardization. Before that, there were no standards and norms regarding the dismantling and recycling of wind turbines in Germany or Europe. Why is this DIN specification, titled Sustainable Dismantling, Removal, Recycling and Recovery of Wind Turbines, so important?
It's quite clear for us that standards and norms create transparency and security, safety for everybody. This applies to turbine asset managers, companies involved in this special area. This increased trust, dismantling certificates create transparency and professional processes. This is really important for us, ensure occupational safety and the protection of the local environment. And this is the reason why we are so engaged in the standardization of this process. And the idea was to develop a kind of checklist, a kind of standard to make the life cycle management of old wind turbines here in Germany better than before. Normally, the manufacturers, they offer information, but during the research and development project, it was quite clear that we need more information, more data to make repowering, decommissioning and recycling better than before. We need more data to develop the circular economy in the wind industry. Our Dienstbeck is now 25 pages in German and English. It's available cost-free for everybody in Germany, in France, in Poland, in Denmark, or wherever.
So you focus not only on Germany, but on all countries engaged in the wind energy sector, meaning there are lots of business opportunities for international companies.
I think we need more innovative solutions in this area, but we need also companies which are engaged in the typical decommissioning area. We need more cranes. We have different kind of bottlenecks here in Germany. The logistics is a problem, so we are really happy about all companies which are willing to play an important role in this sector. We have seen a lot of international players in the on and offshore sector. They are willing to play a role in a circular economy. Also, the manufacturers are willing to push innovation forwards, for example, in the rotoblades production sector. That's extremely helpful. And I think if each company find a way to play an important role in a special area, then the circular economy has a real chance in the wind industry. And I'm sure we will see the next generation of wind turbines will be more circular, will be more efficient, more powerful, but also more circular.
So lots of green energy and lots of possibilities for companies in the wind energy sector. Annette, many thanks for joining us. As usual, before we say goodbye, we'll take a look at how Germany works. As we just heard, the technical specifications for recycling wind turbines and solar power are set by the German Institute of Standardization, or DIN as it is known here. It's an official registered organization based in Berlin that has been around since 1917. It has determined some 30,000 norms, covering everything from metric screw sizes and the transliteration of Arabic to steel chains and electromagnetism. It's best known for setting the international standard size of a sheet of paper. In German, it's called DIN A4 after the institute. And that's how Germany works. We've come to the end of another episode of Into Germany. Many thanks to our guests, Markus Krausewitz and Annette Nüßlein. If you're eager to bask in the German sun or support the country's winds of change, don't hesitate to contact Germany Trade and Invest. We'll be happy to advise you on your recycling project, all at no cost, because we're a government agency. Get in touch at gtai.com. We're also keen on your opinions, suggestions, and questions. Please leave a comment in your favorite podcast app or drop us a line. You'll find all the details in our show notes. So, till next month, auf Wiederhören, and remember, Germany means business.